When we think of bike share in the Valley, so far it's always been about the grid system. Those are the bright green bikes with the smiley faces on the basket that calls itself the official bike share of Phoenix, Tempe, and Mesa. Well, some of the funding for the bike share comes from the cities themselves, but that's not the case in Scottsdale, which is choosing to let bike share companies come in and set up shop themselves on the grid system. And joining us now is Susan Conklu, who's a transportation planner with the City of Scottsdale. So, Susan, tell us about the city's decision to get involved in this program and tell us what's available.
Thank you. So, Scottsdale has been following bike share nationally and locally for a few years, and we've been following what's been going on in the three cities. But in the past year, there have been some newer companies nationwide that are more tech companies and startups that offer a privately funded bike share that's station free. So it has a little bit different technology, using apps with smartphones for users to check out the bikes. And they had reached out to Scottsdale a few months ago inquiring whether we were interested in bike share. And it's giving us a chance to have bike share available without city or federal funds being spent on launching the program.
So basically Scottsdale doesn't really need to spend its own money on this because you have people that want to come in and do it.
Well, currently that's correct. Now over time, I'm not sure how that's going to look. We want to look at things and get feedback and observe how things are working now that some of them are operating and more are planning to come to Scottsdale, and evaluate whether that makes sense now that there's this newer option that's available with this many different private companies.
Anybody who likes to bike ride and who's been through Scottsdale knows that the city takes care of the bike paths there, and they've, over the last two decades, built them up, and there's this system of bike paths. Isn't it logical that there would be a bike share system, and how come we haven't seen it sooner?
That's a great question. One of the reasons that Scottsdale has waited, we really wanted to look at how things were going to go for the three cities that initially were working with Grid, and that's available for other cities to join onto that contract with City of Phoenix. But we really wanted to get feedback. We've had a tourism advisory task force that has given a lot of input to the city staff on what they'd like to see for our visitors and our residents. And one reason we didn't have it earlier was partially because of funding. When that was the only option, we wanted to make sure we funded it properly in a year that's appropriate for our other spending and looking at how it could work. But we are neighbors with these other cities, so it makes sense to have something available for people.
But yet Scottsdale does not have light rail, which is something the other
That's
cities
correct.
Do. So that presents different challenges for those that want to use public transportation to go biking. How do you overcome that?
You know, there's a lot of overlap. So bike share systems in general, a lot of what they address is first and last mile to transit, not just light rail, but also to bus systems. We do have local free trolleys in Scottsdale as well as regional buses. But another thing that we're seeing, even in Tempe, a lot of the rides people are taking with bike share aren't necessarily from the stations that are next to transit and light rail, but a lot of, I think, the most used stations are along Tempe Town Lake at two of those spots. So for me, I just am happy to have people riding bikes, whether it's for transportation or for recreation and fun, and we want to make sure that that's available in every way.
And how is Scottsdale, and for that matter, other municipalities that you've observed as somebody that works for Scottsdale, but how are they improving these bike paths, and how many more people do you think is there an extra demand for them in recent years? What are you seeing as a planner?
I think that there is more demand. People want to have more options for how they get around, whether it's biking, walking. And again, it's for all different reasons, but we get a lot of visitors in the winter. And then in the summer, surprisingly, people ride bikes. You may not think that, and you may not see it as much, but sometimes it's earlier in the day. For us, we've been a gold bicycle friendly city since 2011. And part of what they look at is what have you built infrastructure wise, but also what else do you do for education, events? Do you have things like bike share? Is your biking program equitable? And we want to make sure things are well-rounded for everyone, for however they choose to travel, and not just in our downtown, but if you look at our linear park system where some people call it the Greenbelt Path, but it's the Indian Bend Wash, and we link to the canal paths. And we want to have great regional connections, too, and just give people as many ways to get around as they can.
Susan Conklu is a transportation planner with the City of Scottsdale. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.